very vividly and strongly imagine the historical Buddha Gautama is present in front of us where the Buddha statue is, not in a form of statue, but as a real person with his all the great qualities of fully cultivated great compassion, loving kindness towards all living beings, and also his fully cultivated great wisdoms. Also can imagine the presence of all the great teachers that we have received, teachings, instructions and initiations, also with all the great qualities. Of the Buddha and all those great teachers, from our heart, very clearly determination. Coming days, weeks, months, and years, regardless of the external circumstances, situations, not to lose the cultivation of concentration, live an ethical life, and cultivate, develop wisdoms, understandings, in order to benefit ourselves and through that may able to help, support others who are in a difficult situation. Help them in a more skillful way with a clear strength, mental strength, without confusion. Whatever help and support they need and whatever we are able to provide. If you are able to provide with these three mental qualities, concentrations, ethics, and wisdoms, those help and support will be very well received. And I think for that reason, I'm here to join this retreat and to continue what we have learned for some of us for many years and what we have learned during this retreat, and to continue. For that purpose I'm here. Holding that in our mind. Now we'll read prayers to Buddha. As I had suggested, the importance of recalling these three points, which this prayer helps us to do that. That is, as a follower of the teachings of the Buddha, right at the beginning of the day, beginning of an event, or encountering difficulties, challenges, remembering the three jewels in our mind, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Second, the essence of the teachings of the Buddha, that is, regardless of the situation, whatever situation that we face, have a determination not going to cause minimum, not going to act or cause any harm, intentionally not cause any harm to any living beings. If it is possible to give them help and support with the very intentionally, and that is the teachings of the Buddha. And third point is to recall, to remember the nature of the impermanence. All things and events that we interact, that we encounter, external or internal, joys, happiness, as well as sadness and the difficulties, they all are impermanent, subject to change. Nothing is static. Holding these three points in our mind, remembering these three points, now we'll read prayers to Shakyamuni Buddha. To the Founder, the Endowed Transcendental Destroyer, the One Gone Beyond, the First Destroyer, the Completely Perfected, Fully Awakened Being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata Knower of the world, Supreme Guide of human beings to be attained, Teacher of Course in human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, endowed transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, secure from shattered flying, our prostrate, make offerings and go for refuge. To the Founder, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the One Gone Beyond, the Four Destroyer, completely perfected, fully awakened being, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata Knower of the world, Supreme Guide of human beings to be tamed, Teacher of Course and human beings, to you, the completely and fully awakened one, Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the glorious conqueror, secure from the shattered clan, I prostrate, make offerings in God. To the Founder, the Endowed Transcendent Destroyer, the One Gone Beyond, the Four Destroyer, completely, perfectly, fully awakened one, perfect in knowledge and good conduct, Sugata Nor of the world, supreme guide of human beings to be tamed, teacher of gods and human beings, to you the completely and fully awakened one, in time transcendent destroyer, the glorious conqueror, the severe from the Shaitya clan, I prostrate and make offerings and go for refuge.
Supreme amongst humans, you are born in this earth,
you pace out seven strides, then said, I am supreme in this world. To you who are wise, then I prostrate. With the pure bodies, form supremely pure, with emotion like a golden mountain, flame the places in the three worlds, win out the best, Lord, to you I prostrate. With the supreme sign, whose face like spotless moon, color like gold, to you I prostrate. Thus supreme, you, the three worlds are not, incomparably wise one, to you I prostrate. The Saviour having great compassion, the Founder having all understanding, the field of merit with qualities like a vast ocean, to you the one gone to dustness, I prostrate. Purity that frees one from attachments, virtue that frees one from the lower realms, the one path to sublime pure reality, to the Dharma that pacifies, I prostrate. Those who are liberated, shown the path to liberation, the holy field qualified with realizations, who are devoted to moral precepts, to you, the sublime community of intent and virtue, I prostrate. Homage to the Supreme Buddha, homage to the Dharma refuge, homage to the great Sangha, to all three ever devout homage. To all worthy of respect, bowing with bodies as many as all realms that in all aspects, with supreme faith I pay homage. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions, perform only virtuous actions, secure your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a visual adoration, a flame of lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew, a bubble, a dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see conditioned things as such. Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the foe of faults, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, preserved by the waves of aging, sickness, and death. Presence of all those great teachers. Now we are going to take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and to hold the mind of enlightenment and bodhicitta. Mind taking refuge will cultivate, will experience when we are very clear first the nature of this unenlightened existence, conditioned existence, qualities, realizing the qualities of the three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And briefly contemplate on these two points. And then take refuge in Buddha from our heart, seeing the historical Buddha or the Buddhas as their one's own teachers, mentors. Then take refuge in Dhamma. Have a clear determination to cultivate concentration, to live an ethical life with the compassion and altruism, and to develop wisdoms. Through the cultivation of these three realizations, strive to experience the complete cessation of dukkha and the origins of dukkha. then take refuge in Sangha. From our heart, see and treat the Sangha members are one's own spiritual friends, supporters. And hold this mind taking refuge, not only when we are having difficult times, not that kind of occasional, all the time when we are facing challenges or while we are having good day or good time, every day, and in fact many times during the day and night, to hold this mind. And hold this mind not just one's own well-beings, also we should include well-beings of many, many other living creatures. And then the altruistic awakened mind, and this mind, the bodhicitta, will experience when we hold, when we cultivate these two aspirations. First, we are going to briefly to meditate on the first aspiration. At this stage, without any question, without any sort of thinking whether I'm able to or not, without all, you know, those mind, very single-pointedly, have a strong yearning or aspiration that you want to give help and support all living beings, regardless of what they do and what kind of relationship that we have. From our side, without any discrimination, although it is challenging, but that is the mind we need to train to hold this aspiration. And I want to give help and support, not just the immediate needs, but also include their long-term needs, that is, free from, completely free from those ignorant minds, those anger, jealousy, envy, attachment. So hold this aspiration. in order to have all the skills, mental strengths, and the dedication to fulfill the goal of that aspiration, then hold the second aspiration, that is, aspiration that one's own present mind's thoughts and emotions gradually to transform into fully awakened mind, mind which is fully cultivated great compassion and wisdom. And when these two aspirations are present, the mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, is experienced. Now we'll read refuge and the bodhicitta lines.
Chanjo Vato Tane Kyap Suchi Dagi Chinso Jibe Sonanki Dola Benje Sanje Chupa Sanje Chöda Soye Chonana Chanju Pado Dane Gyapsuji Dagi Jinso Dibe Sonamanji Drola Penje Sanje Drupa Sanje Chöda Soye Chonana Chanju Pado Dane Gyapsuji Dagi Jinso Yive Sonamanji Dola Benje Sanje Dropa
Seven-limb prayer. At the end of each line, we pause briefly to mentally to think that particular practice. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. present and clasp every type of offering, actual and imagined. Actions, accumulated sins beginning with this time. Rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of sacred existence. And the turn the will of Brahma will live in me. So as you have heard, Auntie told me there is another terrible act, terrorist act in London. So people lost life and injured, and also, you know, the people are confused, fear and concerns. And in this kind of situation, you know, as a spiritual follower, one of the things that we can do is our spiritual activities, contributions. And in here, and you know, we are going to say a charismatic mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. And we are going to say it, chant it. You know, of course, those people who lost their lives, their families, and people who are, you know, the injured, and in fact, all people, you know, including those people who act, whoever they are, you know, they are in a confusion, misguided, anger, jealousy, all sorts of those mental afflictions we have been talking about last few days, I think, you know, I'm relatively sure can say the people who act, you know, these terrible actions are mentally in that state, and they are also subject of our compassion. So therefore, you know, we are going to say a few charismatic mantra together.
Oh, my.
We are going to say a Charesing mantra in the next coming sessions again. Now, for the offering prayer. To the precious Buddha, Pierce Sky. To the precious Dhamma, Peerless Refuge. To the precious Sangha, Peerless Liberators. We offer the three jewels of refuge. This world of 100 flavors, which is mouth-watering and well-made. To the conquerors of his children, we offer with faith. By this may all migrators become wealthy and enjoy the fruit of concentration. Seeing this food as medicine, we eat it without attachment or hatred, not to have an enviable body, not out of pride, not to look strong, only to sustain the body. Through the connection of making charity to the sentient beings living in my body, may they become human beings, and I will reveal to them the Dharma and lead them to enlightenment. For this purpose, I am going to enjoy this food. So if you feel you need to talk, you can talk, you know, they don't need to stay in silence. If you feel you need to do that.